Morning, it's Amy Goggins. Flags will fly at half mast across the state today for the three American firefighters killed in a water bomber crash. Investigators will try to get to the crash site this morning in the Snowy Mountains. Well, the Premier Gladys Berejiklian's told Nine it was a very difficult day.
We know that every day our volunteers, our workers are on the ground sacrificing their own health and safety for others, but yesterday was just a shocking example of that.
Well, plenty of tossing and turning as we sweated through the night, now waking to dust and the smell of smoke in the air, a reminder that the bushfire season is far from over. There's still 73 fires burning across the state, while a southerly change didn't sweep through until 3 this morning. At 1 a.m. it was still 33 degrees at Penrith. Well, a bloke has tried to dodge police at Bondi Beach by getting in the water and staying put for 2 hours. He was eventually arrested yesterday, accused of approaching a number of women in a sexually inappropriate way. And as we get excited for our long weekend plans, we're being reminded of the tragic consequences that comes with disobeying the road rules. The police minister says there's often an increase in road trauma and collisions during the Australia Day long weekend. Double demerits have kicked in overnight. David Elliott saying there is no room for complacency on the roads.
Well, there will be near record numbers of police out making sure people have their seatbelts on, drink driving laws are applied, and of course, speeding and fatigue.
In sport, proving he's one of the nice guys of the tennis world, Rafael Nadal has rushed to check on a ball girl who was hit by one of his fast-paced shots at the Australian Open. He gave her a peck on the cheek, calling her super brave.
I was so scared for her, honestly. No, the ball was quick and straight on the head, so she's a super brave girl.
That audio thanks to Nine. Rafa winning through to the third round in straight sets. Meantime, Nick Kyrgios is through to the third round after a four-set win over Frenchman Gilles Simon. And former Wallabies coach Michael Checkarts picked up a new gig helping out the Sydney Roosters coaching staff. He's doing some mentoring work with Trent Robinson and the assistant coaches.